He may be a rube from Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, but he's armed with his tequila and the truth to give the red ass to any ditto monkey out there. It's Bart Cop Radio.
The White House is now saying that they still do not have a timetable for when the U.S. will be out of Iraq. They still do not have a timetable, although they hinted that it could be early in the Kerry administration. John Kerry speaks French, but tries to conceal it. So if a reporter asks him a question in French, he will act like he doesn't understand. Bush, on the other hand, has the same problem with English. John Kerry met with Ralph Nader. Wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall for that? And if you were, you would have been the most charismatic thing in the room.
There is talk now that our president, President Bush, may tap into our emergency oil reserves, okay? That's what they're saying. But I'm asking, didn't we already do this? Wasn't that called invading Iraq? I mean, I don't get...
This next bit is from the Howard Stern TV show, but don't turn it off. Don't skip ahead. Howard Stern and the gang, well, they played the shows from the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. Howard set up a Hollywood Squares set, and he put his usual mix of misfits and perverts and retards and Siamese people. I mean, you know how, if you've ever seen Howard's show, he's got this whole group of misfits. Well, in this show, for the Hollywood Squares, in the center, he put Daniel Carver. Now, I don't know if you know who Daniel Carver is, but he's a KKK guy, and he might be funnier than Chris Rock. This Daniel Carver guy, he just spews "I hate niggers" just again and again, and to me it's funny because he is so stupid, he is so ignorant, he is so full of hate. He is Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage without the filter. Now, Rush and Michael know that they can't get on the air and say, "I hate them stupid niggers," because them jungle bunnies have sex all day, that's all they do. They can't do that and make money. But they can get on the radio and say, "Jesse Jackson and that crowd," and the message gets through, but they don't use the actual words. But all the rednecks sitting at home that love Rush and love Michael Savage, they know exactly what message they're broadcasting, and they're receiving it, and that's why they're so rich, Rush and Savage, because they're playing to the racists in America, and there are maybe 100 million racists left still in America. So they have tapped into that gold mine, and they are making, like in Rush's case, $500,000 a day by screaming at Jesse Jackson and those people instead of saying them niggers. Okay, so I want you to hear, well, we got two things here. The first guy up is Daniel Carver, who might be the funniest man in the world. When I heard this, I couldn't quit laughing. Mrs. Bart looked at me like, "What's wrong with you?" But I laughed solidly for like a minute and a half. I was only catching pieces of what the guy was saying, but it was so funny. All I could do was back the tape up when it was over and listen to it. This is what Rush and Michael Savage and Hannity and all that whole group, this is what they would sound like if you took away the filter.
Is there no love in your heart today? Can't you say you love the black man?
No, I don't love a nigger. It's honesty. They don't nobody love them. Hey, if I've said it one time, I've said it 10,000 times. There'll never be a nigger equal to a human. They never have been and they never will be. Niggers ain't never done nothing for this country but breed one little nigger after another that they can't afford to feed. They live in housing projects, they eat off of food stamps, they draw welfare checks, and they sit around whining racism every time they don't get their way. It's time for the white people to stand up and face these niggers and run them back to Africa where they come from.
Wow.
Well, you certainly got him riled up.
That's our center square. He loves Las Vegas. Now, Daniel, have you had any fun in Vegas? I know you're so filled with hate.
I have fun everywhere I go.
Do you go to the pool? Do you get in your swim trunks? Do you go swimming at all?
Visit the whorehouses? What do you do?
I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, let's hear it, Daniel.
I haven't been standing here. I've been looking around at different casinos looking for a good place to play blackjack.
But all right.
Hey, he gave me a hug.
So I have a lot of fun. I fly a paraglider. I canoe down the river.
So it's not all hate
I
all the time.
I got a Honda Go-Wing motorcycle. I mean, I do a lot of stuff that's fun, but it don't none of it involve n****.
Now, what about the statistics? What about the fact that it says now soon America will be not white anymore, that there'll be more people of color?
Soon it will be. That'll mean we're lost.
All right, there you go.
Where are you going to go, Daniel?
Where can you go once that happens?
I can't go nowhere. God separated us from the n****s over and over again. We keep letting them come back with us. God ain't going to separate us no more.
Well, good luck at the blackjack table tonight.
Among us, there'll be phones on the side.
I think one of the fastest ways to eliminate racism in this country would be to give this fellow his own show. If he had his own 30-minute show on CBS or NBC, just let him come out once a week and say, I hate niggers, they're stupid, they're lazy, ain't a nigger ever been equal to a human. You know, dude, what are you going to do? You and your wife are driving down the street, some drunk runs through a stop sign and T-bones your car, and your wife is in massive trouble. She's got glass in her brain, she's got trouble, you take her to the hospital, and there's a nigger surgeon. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to let the nigger surgeon work on your wife? Are you just going to let her die? You know, this was a battle that we won in the 60s, but because there's still money to be made from it, people like Rush and Hannity and Michael Savage and O'Reilly and the entire Fox News Network and the bastards that impeached Bill Clinton, there's money and power to be made by screaming at the black man. Even though 40 years ago we solved this. But no, as long as they can make some money, they're going to continue to do it. Of course, they're going to take Janet Jackson as obscene. We got to ban all nudity because Janet Jackson's titty flopped out. Meanwhile, Rush and Savage and the rest, they can push this hatred agenda through and make their millions, and everybody's happy with it. That's good old America. It boggles to think that it's the 21st century. We're still going through this. How insane. The second group up is probably just as bad. This is the God Hates Fags family. I don't know if they're associated with GodHatesFags.com, but they really, really don't like our gay brothers and sisters. And they have a little song about it. And for the most part, though, it was a woman, maybe 35, and her two children. The children are like 5 and 8, and she's drilling this into their head. God hates fags. Fags ruin the world. Fags are bad. Hate fags. Fags are bad. Hate the fags. He just drilled it in those poor little minds. Anyway, it comes time for them to sing the God Hates Fags theme song. So then they had a couple of more people join them. It was like 6 of them, but it just makes you wonder. They've got nothing better to do than to build an organization called God Hates Fags. Again, I don't know if this is the God Hates Fags people, but they were the God Hates Fags family. So let's hear some of their greatness.
It's very controversial to hate gay people, as you know. I mean, gays are fighting for their rights.
Well, they have all the rights. They have all the rights they could possibly need.
Well, they can't get married.
They don't need to get married.
Why not?
Because it's an abomination.
Well, there we go.
And that's a government action, and the government has institutionalized that filth all over this nation. And the wrath of God abides upon us, and it's that simple.
I understand you've written a song for today. Are you going to perform that now?
Yeah, if you want us to.
All right, the God Hates family is going to do a song for us. What is this called?
It's called America the Burning.
America the Burning. Here we go. The God Hates family.
Oh,
going nuts. Really bringing down the house.
America, God showed his wrath to thee. He cursed this land with his own hand.
Do you know where he was?
The God hates his family.
Already.
Like the Von Trapps.
I'm wondering where they want to go. They don't like this country.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how. I suspect organized religion. These people are making money off of God hates fags. It's just amazing. We still have this. It's been so long, and they still hang on. It reminds me of that time Carolyn Mosley Braun got on the Senate elevator with Jesse Helms. And Jesse starting whistling Dixie, just to be a prick. No other reason in this world. But the Republicans continue to hold on to their hatred of anybody non-white, non-straight, non-Christian, non-rich. How in the hell do they come close to winning an election? Because the racists vote for them.
There's no such thing as a self-made man or woman. Everyone has had a little help along the way.
The category, top 10 things never before said on The Sopranos. Yeah, and here to present tonight's top 10 list, the cast members of the popular HBO series The Sopranos. Number 10, Dominic Chianese.
You don't have the money? That's cool.
Dominic. Number 9, Aida Turturro.
Screw this home cooking. I'm going to the Olive Garden.
Yes. Thank you very much. Number 8, Steven Van Zandt.
In addition to disposing of bodies, you'll need to know how to use PowerPoint and Excel.
Thank you, Stephen. Number 7, Robert Eiler.
Wasn't that the guy from Springsteen's E Street Band?
Number 6, Jamie Lynn Discala.
I just hooked up an illegal cable box, and now I'm getting free HBO.
Yeah, way to go. Nice going. Number 5, Tony Sirico.
Tony, I'm going to need to leave early today for Rosh Hashanah.
Number 4, Drea Di Matteo.
I want a bigger part.
What are you going to do, kill my character?
Huh? Exactly. Number 5, Michael Imperioli.
Hey, Paulie, how about you and me going up to Massachusetts and getting married?
All right. Number 2, Edie Falco.
I can't go to prison. Martha Stewart will eat me alive.
Yes, she will. And the number one thing never before said on The Sopranos, James Gandolfini.
I just whacked myself.
Hey, what? What? What?
You
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
So that was Bart Cop Radio show number 40. Yes, it was a little bit of rambling. It was a little disjointed in parts. But hey, someday we hope to make enough money that I and my producer can be in the same time zone, be in the same state, where we can coordinate things a little better, make things a little smoother. That time will come soon. But I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being a subscriber. If not for you, we wouldn't be on the air and we wouldn't have a page. Thanks for the support. I'll get to work on show 41. Appreciate you listening to Bart Cop Radio. You're a cool piece of steel between the-